think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5. Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. The teen years can be tough. There's often not enough creative outlets for teens. It's Showtime Theater of Huntley is offering a free program to teens in the area, improv, at the Huntley Park District. Joining me today to discuss the improv program is Chris Griffin from the It's Showtime Advisory Committee. Welcome to the show, Chris.
How are you doing, Ricky?
I'm doing great, and I am excited to talk about this topic because we toyed with an improv group before. We actually had some success with it, with It's Showtime, and then the pandemic happened.
And yeah, COVID definitely put the brakes on it.
Yeah, so we're starting anew. So let's start right at the very basics. What is improv?
Well, improv is definitely one of those little branches of theater that happens in the moment. Whereas you have sketch comedy where writers get together and come up with ideas and characters and places and plots. Improv, the actors that are on stage sometimes have anywhere from no time at all up to a couple minutes to come up with an idea from suggestions from either the audience, from themselves, or from random suggestions from, like, in a hat, nouns, verbs, adjectives, and they have to put something together, and hopefully it's entertaining. Try to be humorous. Most improv tends to be humorous. Nobody likes to be burdened with sorrow. So it does tend to be on the funny side, and that's what the kids try to do here at It's Showtime in Huntley is humorous improv, funny improv.
So when we went with this venture before, it was very successful. And what do you think attracts kids, teens, adults, anyone? What attracts people to do improv?
Well, there's definitely a group of kids that want to do theater. And there's a lot of structure to theater. You have to learn lines. You have to memorize your blocking. You have to do all that stuff. And a lot of kids are drawn to entertainment because they want to entertain. And this is a really great, easy first way to do it. They love sitting in the basement with their friends and cracking jokes and making each other laugh. And this is just an extension of that. This is them sitting on stage making audience members laugh instead of just their friends.
And you don't have to be an actor to do improv. I mean, you can, but improv is kind of its own little animal. You know, when I took some classes with Second City, they would encourage business people to come in just to learn to loosen up. And I find that to be true with kids as well, to just get out of their shell.
It definitely helps with public speaking, with fear of being in front of people. That's definitely a big, big plus. Because when somebody tells you, you know, you have to be a gorilla in a zoo that got out, that's trying to blend in, you have to do it. It's just, that's what the scene is. And it is what it is at that point.
What are the rules of improv? There has to be some kind of structure for this madcap entertainment.
Well, there's a lot of different games that play, and they all have their own individual rules. But the main rule that encompasses them all is always say yes.
And so how does that work?
Well, if you're on stage with three people and they say, we're at a bar, you don't say, you say, yeah, I love this bar. This is my favorite bar. You don't say, no, we're at my grandma's funeral.
Got it.
You don't contradict. Go with the flow. Follow. You see where it goes. It's a very linear process.
And how do you judge if improv is successful?
Oh, that's such an individual thing. It's like stand up. It can be, let's for real. I mean, it can be divisive. It could be, but for the most part, we run this as PG-13 because there are 14, 15-year-old kids. I always say that as long as you're being true to the character and true to the thing, it's okay if you get a little blue, but yeah, we try and be PG-13. We try not to insult anybody.
And do you have to have a background in improv to join this group?
Oh God, no. As a matter of fact, if you have any interest in theater, and you're just not sure if you want to do it, improv's a great first step because one, it does help you open up that shell, help you get out of that shell. But what I always like about improv is it helps you with cold readings when you're going in auditions.
That's a great
It
point.
helps, yeah. It helps you develop characters faster. It helps you. It helps you encompass the characters that you're going to perform. I'm doing something right now with the Storybook Players through Theater 121, and I have to play this old wizard, and I've never played an old wizard before, and it's a truncated script. It's a 30-minute script. There's not a lot to go with, and I'll be honest, I'm relying on the improv training to put the physicality with the of a wizard with this role, and that's the improv training that that goes with it. So you don't have to, but it definitely helps open the doors, helps develop characters, helps create characters faster.
So with this wizard role, it's your actions have not been really choreographed. You're going to rely on your just creativity to come up with them? Cool.
It's an interesting process, the Storybook Players, not to go off tangent, but we do a lot of readings and character development, and then we have a blocking rehearsal, and then we record it. And Jeff Cook through Theater 121 will then edit it down and then post it online for those people that can't go see live theater because of the pandemic. And there are these little 30-minute shorts. He's done Sleeping Beauty and Beauty and the Beast, and now this one is Hannah Finch, Witch in Training.
Very
So,
cool. Yeah, we're actually
yeah.
having Storybook Players, a couple people from Storybook Players next week on the show. So
Oh,
this actually blends really well with that.
what a great little teaser.
Yeah. Now, jumping back to improv at its Showtime Theater of Huntley, what is your background in improv?
Well, when I was in the early 90s, when I thought I was going to be the next movie star,
We both had hair back then.
I had a hair. I was a beautiful person. I was thin. I had muscles. I wound up meeting a friend that was doing improv in Chicago. And back in the 90s, there was huge boom with improv and with stand-up comedy. Stand-up clubs popped up everywhere. And so did improv clubs. There was obviously Second City, as you know. There was Improv Olympic. Those were the two main things in Chicago. You had improv shows that popped up all over, as you know, Tony and Tina's Wedding. I think you've heard of that
I've
one.
heard of that one.
Yeah. And there was another fairly successful one called Flanagan's Wake. And that was run by a guy named Paul Chapman, who was a member of Improv Institute. And I took some classes with Paul Chapman. And of course, then I knew everything. And my partner and I, we decided, oh, we're going to reinvent the wheel. And then I met my wife and had to get a real job. And next thing you know, 30 years later, I'm sitting here doing an interview with you, hoping to inspire some kids to do what I did, even if it's just for a few years.
And where did the
So,
idea come from to offer this program now?
wow. It's a great stepping stone. The kids nowadays, whether it's in high school specifically, if you don't make the show and you want to be into it, if you want to be into theater, there's nothing else to do. The community theaters tend to be for adults, and the kids shows are for kids, and there's nothing for that in between. There's nothing for that teenage group. And I thought, it would be great if there was something for teenagers to do, especially through Huntley, through our program with its Showtime. It would be a great proving ground feeding group for its Showtime for when we start doing full-time shows and this pandemic is over.
Yeah.
For kids to know that its Showtime is around, and for adults and parents to know about its Showtime. But primarily because if you don't get cast in that show, nothing else for you to do other than sit in the background and watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wanted there to be another outlet, and improv can be done by anybody.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, I'm joined by Chris Griffin of It's Showtime Theater of Huntley, the resident theater company of the Huntley Park District, and we are discussing It's Showtime Improv. If you're interested in participating in this free program, you can register by calling the Huntley Park District at 847-669-3180. Now, Chris, your kids have been involved in improv before, if I recall. Yep. What has it been like for them? Did you see them grow as artists once they incorporated this into their wheelwell?
Definitely. Because they're extremely loud. I would actually hear them doing some of the games that I had taught them in the basement with their friends.
Nice.
And that was kind of cool. You get a little lull in the group action downstairs, and then all of a sudden you hear them just talking in questions and then clapping and cheering and hooping and hollering. And that was kind of fun. You know, it's always hard to teach your kids.
Yeah.
It's always easier to teach somebody else's kids, but they both took direction very well. I was very proud of that. They both grew. Personally, I think they're both the funniest in the group.
You know, I'm not as biased as you are, but I would agree.
they were all good kids. We had six kids on the stage, five on the stage, and one stage manager when we did the one show.
Let's talk about that show. What was it like? What is an improv show like at It's Showtime?
All right. So I hope I'm not any copyright infringements, but we ripped off Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Every improv group does.
Yes, they do. And yes. So we had four chairs and a desk. So what we did a little different, instead of having just one host, was we rotated through. So everybody hosted two games, and then we rotated through. Everybody got to host two games twice. So we did, I can't do math right now. We did a bunch of games. They each got to pick whatever games they wanted to host. We had a checklist. So we did the
Let's talk about the games. Let's talk about, I'm not sure how we can paint this with radio, but what are some of the games like that are incorporated in improv?
Oh, it's been a while. One of my favorites was questions. You can only speak in questions.
Oh.
And if you don't speak in a question, you're out, and then somebody else steps in.
So it's an elimination tournament kind of thing with that one.
And yeah, and there's definitely a level of pride to how long you can stay out there. If you can stay out longer, if you could knock all three of the other people, all six people out, you pat yourself on the back, you win. And there's some kind of unwritten rules in that. Like, you don't want to repeat what they say. It's like, do you like the color blue? Why do you think I don't like the color blue? So you don't get to say that. It's, do you not like the color blue? And you have to come up with a reasonable question to reply to that. And it's very difficult, very cerebral versus some other games. What do we call it? It's basically freeze tag.
Okay.
Where people on the outside would yell freeze, and the people in the scene would want to be acting very animated. And when they would freeze in a very specific pose, somebody would yell freeze, and then they would come in and take that pose and change the scene.
And take the story in a new direction, become a different character, or that character doing something new. Okay.
Yeah, using that pose. So if somebody was yelling at a child in a funny way, and they had their hands over their head, and then they'd yell freeze, and somebody would come in and take that exact same pose, and then next thing you know, they're playing beach volleyball.
Right. Okay.
That's a very not funny example of freeze tag.
But it's very visual. So I think that really translates to the audience. Now, you did mention whose line is it anyway?
Whose line is it anyway?
Which is pretty much, that's a lot of people's only exposure to improv. So what do you think is the appeal of that show? What makes it popular that then translates onto what we're doing with It's Showtime?
It's the equivalent of going and seeing a movie versus going and seeing a high school production. It is the best of the best of improv. And then it filters down. Then you get Second City, you get the Groundlings, you get, all the other superstar improv troops, and then you get a little lower and lower, and then eventually you get down to high school kids doing improv. Not that they're bad, but that's just, it's the NFL versus high school football.
But it is still so enjoyable. I mean, just the one show that we did do, I was in the audience just cracking up at these kids. So, I think it's still entertaining even on our level. I don't think you have to be a parent of one of the kids to enjoy it. It is fun to watch.
Well, I'll tell you, I was so unexpected. It was so unexpected how well they did. And I kept, I was backstage. You didn't see me at all. And I kept throwing stuff at them to change it up. And they just went with it. And I told, I told them, this is improv. You never know what's going to happen. I remember I handed one kid a slice of pizza. Do you remember that, Ricky?
I do.
Next thing he's doing a scene while eating a slice of pizza, and it got incorporated into the scene. And I was trying to throw him off, and it didn't work. So it just, that was kind of fun. So, but you're right. Just because it's not the MCU, it's not the new Spider-Man movie, doesn't mean that going to the Huntley football game isn't enjoyable.
Right. Yeah.
We love watching the Red Raiders on Friday nights. So there's no reason why we wouldn't like watching improv at Huntley and Showtime at the Park District.
So now let's talk about the Park District program, our new rebirth of improv at It's Showtime Theater of Huntley. How is it going to work? Do you know what nights you're going to be meeting on?
Wednesday nights, 6 to 8.
Okay.
So we figure that gives everybody enough time to finish their homework and, clean their room and do all their chores, because kids always have chores and stuff, and head on over.
Okay. And it is free. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. We're not charging anything. It's an open space. We do need to have them, quote, register for insurance purposes, just so we know who's in the building at any given time. But yeah, no charge at all. And then in the spirit of improv, if we get enough kids, we'll do a pop-up show. And depending on if the theater's open on a Friday night, then we'll do a show for their friends. And $3 for students and $5 for the parents is the plan. But it all depends on who shows up. So we really need the kids to show up.
Now, you mentioned pop-up shows. What is a pop-up show?
As opposed to a scheduled show. So originally I was thinking, we'll try and do one every 4 weeks, mm-hmm. every 6 weeks, every 8 weeks. Well, if we've got 20 kids coming through there every week, there's no reason why we can't scroll through those kids and do a show every weekend that the theater's open to us that they'll let us do it.
Yeah. And now, would it always require a stage? I mean, is this a pop-up show? Could that be done in one of the rooms?
It could be. It definitely could be done. Yeah, when we were rehearsing pre-COVID or pre the first round of go before March of 2020.
Okay.
we were rehearsing in the rec room,
mm-hmm.
and we just had some chairs and some tables, and that was it. The shows could be done virtually in any room in there. I think the theater just adds a little bit of validity to it.
And now you mentioned this is going to meet Wednesdays from 6 to 8, and that's at the Huntley Park District. Do you have to be a Huntley resident to sign up for this program?
No.
So anyone can come from any of the suburbs that we reach. This is
one of the kids went to Jacobs. That was in the show last time.
And how do you gauge that the show was a success? The program was a success. What was the feedback that you got from the kids?
Well, I still see some of them. They're friends of my kids. And I've had a couple of them ask me when we're starting it again. And I keep telling them it all depends on COVID at this point. I mean, that's the defining factor for most of the things in the world. So that's a big number one, that they want to do it again.
I know that you had a guest artist come in for a lot of the classes, such as Kathy Camella and Jay Geller. What kind of inspiration did some of these guest instructors offer?
Well, that was really, really interesting because they were all unique. So, Jay Geller obviously is used to teaching kids around that age, a little older.
Jay Geller, for those listening, is the head of theater at McHenry County College.
Yeah. And Jay came in and he had a prepared lesson plan. and he ran the kids through some different, what do you want to call them? I can't even think of the word.
Exercises?
Exercises to do, on how to develop characters. Kathy Camella, who ran Woodstock Musical Theater Company for decades, decades and decades, she had books of improv games, and she just took over the class like a tornado.
Oh, isn't she wonderful?
Yeah. Who else came in?
I think we had Shannon Lee Day.
Shannon Lee Day came. She was the only one who jumped in and performed with the kids.
Oh, neat.
So, that added a total different dynamic because I'll be honest with you. I sat back and watched and let them do it. And it never even occurred to me to go jump up in between on the stage with them. And then here, all of a sudden, there's Shannon doing it. I'm like, oh, all this time I could have been doing that too.
So did you start doing it after that?
No. Oh. Well, that was the last rehearsal before the show.
Oh, okay. So do you plan to do it when we get our kids going now?
I will probably be a little bit more active.
Okay.
I won't be up there all the time, but it'll probably be a tool to be used to explain or describe.
And do you have any idea of some of the guests that you will be looking to bring in for this new venture?
At this point, I had some conversations with just friends at this point, but nobody specific.
Okay.
Travis, who's the president of Theater 121, we've talked about it. He's agreed to it, but we haven't set any dates or anything.
Okay. And now there are some wonderful improv groups in the area. I know there's Any Suggestions, which is a group operated by April Noel, and they're very entertaining. I had a chance to go see them recently. I believe there's an improv group at the Rao Center. Do you know about them?
I believe there is.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with anybody there.
Are you familiar with anything that's going on downtown right now, as opposed to back when we studied years ago?
No.
Yeah, I don't even know if Second City's operating at this point.
I'm a west of Randall kind of guy now.
Yes, the suburbs does that to us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. And so any anyone sitting at home thinking, well, this kind of sounds like a good idea, but should I do it? I mean, I'm a little shy. What words of encouragement do you have to have the kids come in and get started?
Well, I'd say this to somebody that's not sure. You decide your level of involvement. So hopefully the level of involvement starts with getting off the couch and walking in the door at the park district and joining the group. At that point, you decide if you want to be in a sketch, if you want to try something, if you want to try a game. Nobody's going to force you to do it. But you got to take that first step and come in the door. I can't make you do that. But once you get there, you'll meet some nice people and hopefully you'll have some fun.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Today, my guest has been Chris Griffin of It's Showtime Theater of Huntley, the resident theater company of the Huntley Park District. If you or members of your family are interested in joining It's Showtime Improv, contact the Huntley Park District at 847-669-3180. Again, the Huntley Park District registration line is 847-669-3180. Chris, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time today. And, I love the improv program. So I am really rooting that we get a lot of kids because this is a good time. And so I encourage anyone listening to come out and sign up.
Well, all right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, too.
Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.